Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, all week long, we have called this the Burt Show's Single Girl Boot Camp. And every day we've highlighted just a different way for women that are single in Atlanta to sort of just get the best out of being single here, right? And today is like the grand finale. We got the single guy panel. And this one, this this is Hall of Fame stuff right here as I look around the room. This is Hall of Fame.
This is going to be good.
Southside Steve from our rock station.
Rock 100.5, the regular guys. I was told to say that at least once.
I just heard. I heard the instructions.
Yeah, he came in to make sure you knew it.
Was that him playing Alpha Dog right there?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Larry's a little upset that he's not in here, but he just doesn't have the skills.
Well, he's not a single guy either.
Single.
Yeah.
Wouldn't matter.
He'd be single.
He thinks he's the expert on it.
Yeah.
Okay. My friend Dolvet, who we've been talking to this morning from Body Sculpt and Ink.
Body Sculpting Inc., Dalvet Quince, 31 Cent. I'm joking. You have the address. Look at it.
I would bet that if you, for every time you say Body Sculpting Inc. today, if I got a dollar, I'd be up about $100 today by the end of this show.
I'm going to go with $250, but he's probably right.
Here is Brian Duke. What's going on, Brian?
Good morning. How are you?
Now, were you on the Bachelor? Bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
Okay.
I just rapidly punted off the show. So
you were the dude that jumped into the pool naked.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you'll know him.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're a shower, not a grower. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done that.
Exactly.
Brian and I have been working out at Body Sculpt and Ink now for months and months and months, and I never knew you were on that TV show.
Yep.
Never.
Yep.
All right. And here's Dutch also.
Hello, hello.
What's going on, dude?
You know, it's another beautiful day. Another beautiful day. It was a little bit of a late night. Ended up hanging out for this Winter Farts thing, and then the production company, a production crew from MTV is doing a new show with Teen Wolf. I suppose they're in town filming that, so it was late.
Okay. Now, the last time you were on one of these panels, didn't you live with like a girl the last time you were on
one
of these
things? Yeah, I had a long-term girlfriend.
Okay.
It was the last time I was on the show, and it didn't work out.
clearly. Why are you still here?
Clearly, that's why you're on today.
So yeah, that was about a year ago. So I've been back in the single game for about a year now, and it's pretty great.
Are you loving it? Or has it been harder than you thought it was going to be? Is it easier than you thought?
It's actually, fortunately, because of my job, I spend my entire life out. You know, out on a city doing a different events, going
what
to places
like
you guys. 99X Promotions Director.
There you go.
And Rock 100.5 with Southside Steve.
I'm glad to see that was so secondary. You actually had to think about it. Oh, yeah, I do that rock station too.
With that guy over there.
Explains a lot.
You're representing the rock today. I'll do 99X.
Okay.
I'm going to wear two hats.
All right. So if you have any questions, if you're a single girl and you've got any questions for the single guy panel, 404-741-Q100. All right. The first one that we normally get is this one here. Is what am I, as a woman, what am I doing wrong? Single women, you're in a bar, you're in a club, and they can't get any attention at all. What's the thing that they're doing wrong?
Mm. Anybody want to jump on it? I got an idea. You got one?
Brian, yours, go. Or Dutch.
So a girl, so basically she's not getting any attention. She's sitting against the bar.
She's with her friends, but all of her friends always get attention and she doesn't.
It's real easy. She's not hot.
Yeah, honestly,
pretty
like,
much.
I mean,
let's just go ahead and call it like
girl.
It is. She's not hot.
So 1 to 10. 1 to 10. Yeah. 1 to 10.
So unattractive girls should never go out because they're never going to get attention, which is totally opposite of what you just told Brian.
That's not true.
Well, hot girls travel. It's true. Hot girls travel with ugly girls to stick out more. Girls that are hot or say, if you're a girl.
And, that is so not true.
No, yes, it is. If a girl's a 7, she's going to hang out with a 5 to take herself up to a notch to get the action.
Oh,
y'all.
Pretty self-indulgent.
Say that because you're like, we're friends with everybody, but you know you hang out with your hot friends when you're having a bad day. And when you're having a when you need a guy, you hang out with your not friends.
But these are 7s. What
I was about to say,
about?
I'm pretty sure Steve just called you guys.
He just called you a 3.
I didn't say no. I didn't
Steve's
say that.
Opinion doesn't matter.
No, I did not say that about them. I wasn't talking about anybody in this room. I'm talking about in general, Bert. I think that's the case. I think that the girls know which of their friends is unattractive. They do.
So, I mean, disagree with that because I feel like I run with a pretty hot crew of girls. But my point in clarifying maybe Bert's question is what's the perfect number of girls to travel in? Like if they're going to travel in a pack and they want to meet guys, what's the perfect number of women in that group?
For safety?
Well, they're not coming to your bar. They're maybe going somewhere else. Well,
I mean, if you're talking about safety,
no,
the groups
I mean,
of seven are
good
because you can't
fit
them all in the car.
We're trying to help single girls like learn some things, mm-hmm. right? So if you're going to be in an approachable, like manageable group where guys are going to come over and talk to you, what's that number?
Well, if you're in a group of girls that's got, you know, there's eight or nine of you at a birthday party or whatever, that's going to be a challenge. And no guy is going to, I mean, well, most guys aren't going to have the guts to come up to a group that big.
And they protect each other.
And starts, you know, running game on somebody right in front of all of her friends, because if he fails, then he's, you know, he looks like a total chump in front of her and, you know, a whole host of people.
Your trainer's so right. He's holding up fingers. He's nailed it. It's three.
Three.
Because what happens with three is very simple. It's three women. You have two that can talk to each other. If you're interested in one,
yes.
then, you know, everybody wins.
All right, so the advice here, even if you're out in a big group, though, a group of eight women, what you're saying is if a group of three of those eight just want to separate a little bit and go to a little table, one of those stand-up tables by themselves, they may get way more attention than if they
Absolutely.
Do hang with the
Probably.
Pack.
Absolutely.
Yeah, any guy will approach a table three because he's right, because you don't feel bad taking the girl off. Table two, you take the girl, then the girl's by herself.
She's standing there like, now what do I do?
It's not going to work.
Dummy.
So what would be the second best if you don't have three, like four?
Yeah, four
three,
is also
three or
doable.
Four is
three
okay.
Or four. Anything like seven or eight or nine, it's like, you know what? Y'all go have a good time.
Boy, four
you
is
feel like
bold,
they're on like girls'
yeah.
night.
Yeah, that's usually
like,
a bachelorette party, and you don't even go near that.
This right. is major league stuff here. Four approaching four?
You
for,
can do
for
it.
For a guy like me, that would be I'd be intimidated by that.
So three is the gold number.
Yep.
That's what they're saying.
That's good advice. That's really good advice. Because I think girls sometimes go out in pairs and don't think that that would be sort of an obstacle. For meeting dudes.
Here's Sophia. Good morning, Sophia. You're on with our single guys panel.
Hi, guys. How are you? I listen to you guys every morning on my ride to work.
Thank you. Thanks. What's
up? Okay. I have a question. My ex told me that, well, in our relationship, I was actually the more aggressive one with when it came to sex. And okay. He told me that guys are actually put off by girls who are sexually aggressive, who are
punk. Punk.
Put off by what? He was put off by you being sexually aggressive.
Yeah, that's not true.
And I was stunned. I was like, so you don't want sex?
So let's define this. So you wanted it more than he did, and he was telling you that that's sort of crazy, that guys are turned off by that.
Yes, that if I was single, that I wouldn't have a response to guys, or guys wouldn't have a response to me because I am a little bit more aggressive than most, I guess. So
Dutch is like, call me.
Yeah. Can I get your number?
And you know what? When you're done with him, call me.
So
same night. I don't care.
So not true is what I'm hearing.
No,
that's not true.
I think, and this is the weird part about that, is that you kind of look a little bit deeper into what that means. Like what the conversation sounded like. Because what it sounds like to me is maybe he didn't really like you being too aggressive.
Right.
And maybe either he was insecure about it and can't handle that aggressiveness, or he didn't, no offense, didn't like what you were doing.
Yep.
And it was too aggressive for him because maybe there was some physical, you know, maybe it was a little harder or something that he liked. Maybe it was a little tougher. And then, you know, I think that's a little more unique than you being aggressive. There are guys out there that are like that.
We've talked to guys on the show before that we've had to put on the voice disguiser that said that they couldn't keep up with their girlfriends. And it's embarrassing as a guy because, I mean, that's what your manliness is based on right there. So you could see that if a guy couldn't keep up with his girlfriend, how he tried to play that mind game with her and tell her that, you know what, most guys don't even like that.
Here it is, bodysculptorinc.com. That will do it every time. Stamina. That's $1. $1.
I'll be honest with you. I had a school teacher I dated that three a day, and it was too much for me. I can honestly say that. I was like, literally three times a day. And I'm like, you know what?
Did you have a job?
No. Yeah, dude. You'd be surprised. I multitask. But
it must have been very difficult for her to conjure up fantasies of all those other guys while she was with you every day.
Wow. I'll let you have that one.
Wow. All right. I had a single girlfriend who gave me some advice, and she said, men are hunters. Let them hunt. How true is that and why?
Very, very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Do you want that one?
Yeah.
Tell them about it, Brian.
Well, I mean, guys just by nature, well, by my nature, is to go out and, I mean, and all that, and I've talked about this, you know, and I've always said that, you know, men are as single or as faithful as their opportunities. You know, if, in a city like Atlanta, there are hundreds of thousands of single people that are very attractive. And so, you know, when you have that coming at you all day long, every day, everywhere you go, especially if you live in, inside the perimeter or wherever, you know, it's you've got a lot of options. And if you're out and about in the scene a lot, you know, it's you like that. You like that hunt. You like that thrill of chasing someone. And once, I mean, it's just like anything else. Once you know you've got them, you don't want them anymore.
So what does that that mean for single girls? Because remember, this whole panel is to like help single women in the dating world. So what does that mean for them? Be less available? In what ways does that translate for a single girl?
Men want what they can't have. I mean, and once that thrill, once that chase is over, in a lot of cases, then it's done. And
so define that then. What does that mean? Don't call back within 3 days. What does that mean? Chasing means what?
Well, I think what he's trying to say, don't talk about it. If you talk about it, girls that all of a sudden, like if I go out on a date with a girl and the second she says, look, you know I'm not going to sleep with you tonight. The second she says that, it tells me she's either bought into my reputation
or she's
just on guard. And all that tells me is, wow, this is only going to take 2 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. That night I will hit it because you said that.
If she says that, it's like
really?
Jim Nance saying,
oh, yeah.
It's a welcome mat. It's like, oh, this is way too hard. Anytime, you know, everybody warns a girl, don't go near him. Don't go near him. I'm like, this will take about a month, but I'll be there.
Absolutely.
So you totally agree with this. So what I'm telling girls, since we're trying to help, what you need to do is when you go out with a guy, don't talk about it. There's nothing wrong with having a nice date. When you end the date, give him a nice kiss, but get out of the car. It's going to drive him nuts. Then when you go out again, make him earn it. It's got to be a first base, second base, third base, and I wouldn't give up the home run for a couple months. Any girl that's ever played me like that, one girl did that for me for 6 months. I was into her like a freight train.
Yep. Into her like a freight train. I'm going to write that down.
We got to define
you know what? You take that to Body Ink or put that on your
body sculptor. INC. Body Ink. Jesus. $3. Let's go.
Here is Stephanie. Good morning. You're on Q100 with the guys panel. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I love y'all. I have a question. Are guys intimidated by really pretty girls?
Oh, like, I love this question.
Harder for them to come up and talk to you?
I love this question. We get it every time we do one of these because I think this is a great excuse for good-looking women that aren't getting hit on. it must, because in your friend, I can hear your friends in your ears. It's only happening because you're so pretty.
it's difficult for beautiful people.
So hard.
Brian, you want to tackle this one first?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, and there's a multitude, and there's so many beautiful women in Atlanta. So I think there is a certain intimidation that goes along with being really, really hot. And you know who you are if you're like completely smoking, you're an absolute 10. And so, but as soon as men come to terms with the fact that there's a lot of insecurities that go along with women that are generally that hot, then, you know, there's some way to pick it apart and there's some way to manipulate the situation into your favor.
So is it, as a general rule, are you saying to yourself that the hotter they are, the more insecure they are?
No, not necessarily, but I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You're saying that? Yeah. The hotter they are, the more insecure.
In a very general, broad term.
Yeah.
Generally.
I would say.
Yeah.
You got to keep that up. You know, you get confidence. And after a while, you're like, okay, I got to keep this up.
I got to keep this up. Or,
you know, I'm done kind of a thing. You got to be really centered.
But you can pick that out, too. I mean, you can sense that. You see a girl, she's standing there, and she's way too focused on how good she looks, and she's really, really pretty.
She's criticizing everyone else in the room. Mm-hmm. That's a highlight of, okay, you're too much on the left side. You need to
center it out.
Don't come across that high maintenance.
Sure. Yeah.
But nobody wants to deal with that.
Definitely.
Gotcha.
I want to know, how can a single girl recognize who's a player and who's maybe there for a relationship? Because I think a lot of single girls out there are eventually looking for a relationship, and a lot of single guys out there are looking to get some. So how is she able to determine who you are?
I have something to say about that, because
that's a good thing. It's a good thing you got a mic.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. I think all guys, in a sense, will be players if they could be. If they could be players, if every guy could be a player, they would do it for a short amount of time for whatever, until they find that one person that makes them not be a player.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, sometimes you live your whole, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years as a player, and then you find that one, and then boom, you can be done being a player.
Okay.
Sometimes it's about the game, it's about having fun and playing that, and then once you find that person, though, you can trip, fall, and then you're done, and then that player thing is over. So for a girl to sense whether the guy's a player or not, if he's out and dating, he's probably a player.
Right.
For that amount of time. Like, he's out dating. He's looking for somebody either to hook up or to hook up with for a period of time. And then if it works out, then cool. Then he'll eventually sway into relationship land.
Aren't there some dudes out there that are single right now that are looking to be in relationships rather than just be out there to... I mean, because I think most guys that are in clubs are probably just there to hook up, right? You're not looking for relationships. But aren't there some guys that are like that? Or should you just assume all guys just trying to get laid?
No, I mean, there's a reason. If you're attracted to some guy, if he's got a great personality, he's a lot of fun, if he's good looking, then, I mean, you're attracted to him for some specific reason. Well, there's a lot of other people that are attracted to him for the same reason, and he's probably going to leverage that and take advantage of it.
And guys give off a vibe, too, man. If they're just totally trendy, if a guy, I mean... I like Mark Nason boots. I wear them, but I don't wear the tacky ones. But when you see these guys out there with that square toe that's like making it look like they got a size 15 shoe, but they got a size 4, you know, or they're you know, and I think all of us, I'm looking, we're all fit. We live in the gym, but there are guys that give those signs.
BodySculptInc.com.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, steer clear of the douchebags. I mean, you know, it's what you're into. If you see the Ed Hardy stuff like that, there are certain affliction shirts I will wear, but they don't have purple and they don't have little sequins on them.
But a lot of rules.
Yeah. How about a nice suit? We're out to the year, you know? The gentleman. What about a nice suit?
But I'm telling you, you can watch how guys are dressed and how they carry themselves to whether or not they're just out for the hit. And I do disagree. I think guys can be monogamous. I'm not a cheater. I've never cheated in a relationship. But if I'm not in one, there are no rules. Dating is dating. Girls have got to figure out. You've got to know this. When you're dating a guy, he has every right to date somebody else because it's all about figuring out who's the one. And if I'm going out with 4 girls, it does not mean I'm a bad guy. It means I'm at different stages. I'm testing it out. I'm seeing who I like, and I might pick the last one I started dating and
so
get rid of the other 3.
So long as you tell them all about it.
Be honest, right?
You got to be honest, but you girls have to take that into. If you want a guy just to be with just you, you're going to have him for 3 weeks. That's it. And he's going to have sex with you. He's going to walk. You've got to let guys date. Let them figure it out. Be yourself. If he's into you, he'll come to the table.
Strong word, Southside Steve.
Strong word.
You're on The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.